State Dance on Q92 brought to you in part by Ag Country Farm Credit Services of Madison, Ag Processing Incorporated, Anderson Grain Solutions, Appleton Area Health, Appleton Dental Clinic, B. Johnson Electric, Bellingham American Legion, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Boris Crop Insurance, Cargill, CCM Health, Culligan, the Dawson Dairy Queen, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Edward Jones, and Erickson Chevrolet of Dawson.
Welcome back to Target Center here in downtown Minneapolis. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. State Dance Competition, Jazz today, and High Kick tomorrow. And we're having a lot of fun here at Target Center because, the Lockerbie Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows dance team, they made it to the finals once again. They'll dance last out of the six teams. We'll talk about them other six teams in a little bit, but patiently waiting for me here is Grace Johnson, a former Shadow and now coach at Holly. And Grace, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's kind of a tradition that we've got going with you and me here at State Dance.
Right, we have a fun time.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you brought your Holly team with both Jazz and High Kick this year.
Yeah, we made it out of our section. We're Section 4A up north. We were second place in both Jazz and High Kick this year. And, yeah, it's been a really fun year, our fourth year back at the state tournament in a row. So, yeah.
Okay, so what year did you graduate again?
I graduated 2021.
Okay.
Yes.
And so how long have you been coaching at Holly?
This is my fourth year.
Okay.
Yep.
And you're going to college, yeah?
Yep, finishing up school right now and then commute to Holly.
Okay.
For dance.
So you majoring in anything? Or?
Human Development and Family Sciences.
Okay.
Yep.
I won't go any further with that. Anyway. Yeah, so I watched your Jazz routine, and you saw my note, that big personal note.
Yeah, you do.
And what did I got there?
Very good.
And so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
It's tough. 12 teams. Anybody really can dance in the final six, I think.
Right, yeah. Every year I feel like it gets more tough. Kudos to those top six teams. Great performances today. But all we asked our girls to do was go out and give the best performance they could, and they did exactly that. So as a coach, there's no better feeling than that.
How many girls you got dancing Jazz?
We have 8 girls dancing Jazz this year.
Okay, and how many seniors?
4 of them are seniors, yep.
What was the song, and what was the name?
This year we danced to a Kelly Clarkson song called I Don't Think About You. More of a lyrical, emotional song. That was something new for us this year, and I think that was like the cherry on top of this weekend was just seeing it succeed and make it this far, because, you know, it's a harder style of dance, so we didn't really know if our girls, you know, would thrive with that kind of routine this year, and they took it and ran. It was so beautiful.
Okay. I should mention, too, Hannah Johnson,
Yeah, former coach for the Shadow. She was one of my coaches in high school. I coach with her now. She's our head coach.
She's the head coach.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's her fourth year as well, so it's been really fun being on about every side of dance with Hannah, and, you know, we just keep going. We love it so much.
Right. Talk about your performance this morning then in Jazz.
Yeah, we danced 8th out of 12 today, and going in, it was just like, we got nothing to lose here. We're just going to go out and give it our best performance, and they did just that, so yep. Couldn't be more proud.
Yeah, Dee Dee Schomer broadcast with me. She says, you know what? Just making it to the state tournament is a thrill in itself, really.
Right. Yeah, that's what we said. Just to be down here 4 years in a row after not coming at all to the state tournament is huge. So you got to build your program from somewhere, and that's exactly what we're trying to do.
And to dance in a place like this, an NBA arena, a little different than your high school gym.
Right. We hold sections in our own gym, so that's pretty special. But it's nothing like here.
Okay. Talk about your section. What are some of the other teams out of your section?
Yeah, the other two teams that made it in Jazz were Crosby Ironton, who they made finals, and then DGF made it out of our section in Jazz. And then tomorrow in Kick, Crosby Ironton as well, and then Bagley, who's both teams are very familiar with the state tournament.
Oh, so Dilworth, Glenn, and Felton, that's the other team in your section?
Yep, for Jazz. Yeah. They made it. They got third. Yep.
Dee Dee said they used the last year's Shadows uniform.
Yes, they did. The like turquoise uniforms they are rented from Carl.
Okay. All right. What's your memory here? Your first memory? Remember the first time you came into the Target Center?
Oh, my gosh.
As a Shadow? Probably a seventh grader.
Yes, I was a seventh grader. I was coming many years before that watching as my mom coached, but I made it to state, my team, every year, 7th through 12th grade. So, obviously, 12th grade was, like, the COVID, so we danced at Edina. So, but, oh, yeah, other than that, I was here every year. This place holds a special place in my heart. It's, you know, a very special part of my life.
What's one thing that you remember, something maybe funny that happened during the... What is Radisson Olympic, or we D&E, and I talked about that at length earlier this afternoon, or something that happened in the tunnel, or maybe a certain performance?
I actually told a story earlier today, but I remember it was 2019. I was a sophomore, and we had just been announced we were advancing to finals, and I remember we were back down in the chute, like, ready to go back upstairs with your families, and Coach Sarah Norman, she used to Coach for the Shadows, had our score packet, and I remember she walked around the corner and she had this look on her face like crying, but like just this face that I'll never get out of my head, that we were in first place going into finals. And I'll never get that out of my head. It was such a cool moment with her.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good memories here, and you have a lot of memories here at Target Center.
Yeah.
Grace, so. All right. Well, let's as long as we've got some time here, let's talk about these six teams here in Class A that will be dancing tonight. Maybe you can comment on some of the first team that dances, the Broda Mazeppa.
Yeah.
You know much about them or not?
Yeah, so they come out of Section 1A down south. Very strong performance today. I like their routine a lot, so...
Is that the team with the boy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, they kind of feature him at times.
Yeah, he's very good.
I remember him as a seventh grader.
Yeah, we were talking about that today. He's a sophomore now, so
he's matured a lot physically.
he's a wonderful dancer. So.
Yeah, and there's pirouettes that he does. Is that how you say that?
Yeah, pirouettes. Yeah, very impressive. Yeah.
Okay, and then the Yellow Medicine East, the Silhouettes again, and you got stats on them. 30 years here at state.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to dance second.
Yeah, very familiar with finals and the state tournament. So my Aunt Julie still coaches there. So, you know, rooting for them as well. So.
Yep. And then St. Cloud Cathedral, kind of a rival here with Lockpaw Valley Dawson Boyd. They danced third.
Yep, they were third place last year in jazz. So, I mean, shooting for a medal again this year, very familiar with finals.
Yep. Crosby Ironton out of your section. Are they in your section?
Yep, they were section champs in Section 4A this year. Very strong performance. They dance a lot. I want to say they dance around 14 girls. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty big team.
And then the fifth team to dance before the Shadows is Hollingford.
Yeah, they're out of 1A. They were section runner-ups to Cathedral this year in jazz. So another strong performance. So.
And then in the performance, the last team to dance is Crawl Valley Dawson Boyd.
Yep.
What do you think about this year's team?
It had to grow on me a little bit, but seeing it at the Target Center and with their unit, like, just the Target Center performance of it today it blew me away. I was very impressed, and it was super cool to see. So,
yep.
I think they're going to do well in finals, and it'll be really fun to see how things end up tonight.
All right. A lot of people don't know this, but Grace usually helps me at Section Dance and Monty. She couldn't make it this year. So she emailed me probably 20 pieces of paper, and I got it all printed out here. You're the stat man. You're the historian. The historian for Section 3. How do you keep all these stuff? The stuff that you gave me. You know, Dee mentioned that we gave you credit that you give us this, but the fun facts about the Shadows or the Silhouettes or the Montevideo Gold Dusters.
Yeah.
You like compiling all that stuff together?
I do. I think the history and the stats behind dance is a huge part of it, and I think, you know, just talking about it, and you need to talk about it to just realize that, oh, this team placed here last year, how does that differ from this year? So I think it's pretty important to talk about it.
Yep, and the evolution of dance,
mm-hmm.
You know, when my daughter was in it, when your mom's first year, you look at their routines compared to now. That's insane.
I know. Yellow Medicine East, they did this cool social media thing this week. It being their 30th year here, they were, like, posting throwback videos, and it was really fun to watch, like, early 2000s routines, over when it was at the XL, even. It has changed so much, even from when I was in it 5 years ago now. So, yeah, it's forever changing, and it's awesome.
And you're a former Shadow coaching, and who are some of the other shadows that are coaching other places, Grace?
Yeah, so for the Oxbar Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows, all of their coaching staff is actually
former shadows,
which is pretty cool. We got Carly Wagner, Aaliyah Schomer, Caitlin Fransky, and Hope Shelstead. I had the pleasure of dancing with Hope, Caitlin, and Aaliyah. We all danced together for many years, so I got to give them all hugs after.
I saw that.
Yeah, that was a pretty special moment. I hadn't cried all day until then, so yeah, just pretty special to see all of them and just, you know, even though you're dancing against them, you're always rooting for them.
It's a family.
Yes, for sure.
And who else got around? Anybody else coaching?
Yeah, Emily Torstenson, also a former shadow. She is coaching at Holy Family Catholic. It's a AA team up here in the cities. It's her first year coaching, so I saw her up earlier. It's awesome just how widespread the shadows dancers are coaching. So
yep.
Yeah, and then we also have Catherine Canton, formerly Knudsen of Montevideo. She coaches for Montevideo now too. So.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool.
A lot of coaches. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Grace, once again, thanks for coming up here. Hi, we're about Section 130, high above the Target Center floor. Appreciate you coming up and helping me out, and thank you for emailing me all these historical facts about dance. I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely.
Got to get your mom. When you see your mom, tell your mom to come up sometime.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, thank you, Grace.
Yes, thank you.
Have a great rest of your day, and good luck tomorrow in high care.
Thank you very much. It should be a fun day.
Grace Johnson from Hawley. Dance team, and tell you what, they just concluded AA and AAA final sixes. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but around quarter after five or so, Dee Dee and I will be back on the air and preview the final six teams, and hopefully the Shadows can come away with back-to-back state championships in jazz. We'll find that out around 5:30. With that, we'll turn it back to you at the studio.
State Dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by the Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Dr. Ann and the staff at the Granite Family Chiropractic Center, Greater Community Credit Union, High Seeds, Haugen Insurance Agency, Heather Nursery and Floral, House of Spirits, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Jim's Market in Canby, and Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson. State Dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Johnson Memorial Health Services of Dawson, Klein Insurance, Lac Parle Co-op Oil, Lac Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Bottling, Madison Area Chamber, Madison Dental Clinic, Madison Healthcare Services, and Mid-Minnesota Lumber.